906, can you show me that story again, Jason? I just want to... Yeah, that LeGrand Beyonce joke. This is causing all sorts... Maybe we may get to this later in the show if time allows. We've got quite a few things to get to. You should be able to scroll down there, yeah. Beyonce's nearly 20-minute performance at Sunday's MTV VMAs left many people speechless. Can you open it up the whole way? Eric LeGrand had something to say about Beyonce's performance, but it isn't what anyone would have expected. The former Rutgers football player, who was paralyzed while making a tackle against Army in October 2010, sent out this tweet to his 132,000 followers after watching Beyonce perform her song, Drunk in Love. The tweet says, Beyonce got everyone like this when she performs Drunk in Love, and it's a picture of the moment, the hit that he takes that paralyzed him. And everybody's going crazy. WTF, I'm actually offended. Let's see. Eric LeGrand, 52, you're the only one to tweet this. LOL, anybody else, and I'd want to punch them in the damn head. In other words, he can make a joke like that. I don't know. We'll see if we have time for that later. LeGrand has been known to have a sense of humor about his predicament, and in the past, he's moved on quickly when his paralysis became the subject of controversy. Still, it's a little jarring to see such a devastating injury employed for the sake of humor. He tweeted later, with my last tweet, you guys can see that I have a sense of humor with my injury. Gotta enjoy life and laugh. I know that cracked me up. LOL. You seem to be okay with it over there. You're not sure. You're not sure. As a dirty old man, you're okay with it. As someone who's a wheelchair, you're not sure. Is that it? Have I summed that up about right? No? Okay. All right. We may take that up later in the show. I'm going to get to something in just a bit here. But I want to start because we do... Time is slipping away. It's almost... Do you realize Monday is Labor Day? Monday is Labor Day? It's the end of August. By the way, it's nearly the end of August, and the Brewers are still in first place. Pounded the Padres last night. Just put a whooping on them. Braun actually had a home run. They scored 10 runs for the first time since the All-Star break. Kyle Loesch, they say, looked a bit rusty. I didn't see the game. But ended up having a very good game. Loesch back... I really think they're going to be very formidable in the pitching rotation down the stretch here. Gerardo Pera has been a very nice addition. I feel good about their chances. Of course, they are nip and tuck with the St. Louis Cardinals, who kept pace by coming back to defeat the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Brewers face the Cardinals in a weekend series upcoming here very, very soon. I have a four-pack. I have a four-pack of tickets. The reason I'm making this a four-pack, Jason, it's a pretty tough question. Don't you agree? This is a tough question. And I may end up giving clues. But I've got four very nice tickets to the Cardinals game on Sunday, September 7th. Which it's just going to be a huge series. Obviously, they're battling those two teams at the moment for the NL lead. The Brewers have it narrowly. So, to give away a four-pack of really, really good Brewers tickets, what am I going to do? I'm going to ask a Packers question via Radio Jeopardy. The Radio Jeopardy category is the Green Bay Packers. Radio Jeopardy answer is 46 and 17. For four really nice, and these are really primo tickets, by the way. We gave some away previously, and when the person got them, they're like, holy crap! Actually, his are slightly better, but these are really, really good, too. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Radio Jeopardy category is the Green Bay Packers for Brewers tickets. The Radio Jeopardy answer is 46 and 17. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I'm going to put a caveat on this. According to my research, this is what I found when I went looking for this answer. Nick in New London. Nick, go ahead.
What is the Packers' record on opening day?
That is not correct, and it's not nearly enough. They've had a lot more opening days than that. Jeff in Marshfield. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. What is Packers' all-time playoff record?
Not correct. They don't have that many playoff games. 406-1360, 888-455-1360 for four really sweet Brewers tickets. Against the Cardinals. Boy, it's going to be a big series in Miller Park. The Radio Jeopardy category is the Green Bay Packers. The Radio Jeopardy answer is 46 and 17. And so far, listeners have been very good. Start with what is. Pete in Chippewa Falls. Pete, go ahead.
What was Brett Favre's last play as a Green Bay Packers quarterback?
I'm not even sure I understand that answer. That is not correct. What was his last play? How would that even... Okay. Radio Jeopardy category is the Packers. Radio Jeopardy answer is 46 and 17. Jim in Green Bay, go ahead.
What is Green Bay's record since Seattle came into the league against their division?
Oh, wow. That isn't right, but that's a really good question. I mean, really, that's a good guess. Clue number one. A clue already, Jason says. Yeah, I'm sensing. Clue number one. The Radio Jeopardy category is the Packers. The Radio Jeopardy answer is a combined 46 and 17, according to my research. A combined 46 and 17, according to my research. Craig, go ahead. Craig in Green Bay, what's yours?
My guess is a combined record of Thursday games.
That is, well, no, it isn't right. Thanks a lot for the call. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. This is it's $160 worth of tickets here. They're $40 a piece. They're really nice tickets, a huge series, so I had to make this tough. The Radio Jeopardy category. So the Green Bay Packers, the Radio Jeopardy answer is, according to my research, a combined 46 and 17. Patrick on the road. Patrick, who do you think it is?
Based on the clue, what is the record of the Packers for the Midwest Shrine Game?
That is not correct. I like where people are going. They're trying to find topical things, which I don't want to throw people completely off the trail, but that will help you out. Try one more here, and then I'm going to try to throw another clue without just giving it away. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. For a four-pack of Brewers tickets against the Cardinals, the Radio Jeopardy category is the Packers. Radio Jeopardy answer is a combined 46 and 17. Al in Suamico. Al, go ahead.
I'm going to say, what is the Green Bay Packers' record with Aaron Rodgers starting at quarterback?
That might be close, actually. Now, they've lost more than 17 games, I think. But that's not it. All right, here comes a major clue. A major clue. Now listen carefully. I said a combined 46 and 17. Here's a major clue. 15 and 5. 22 and 10. 9 and 2. 15 and 5. 22 and 10. 9 and 2. According to my research. Jason and Appleton, go ahead.
What is the 2013 total touchdowns of 46 and 17 rushing touchdowns for 2013?
I don't believe that's right. If it is, I'd be amazed. But that's not what we're looking for. Bruce in Green Bay. Now, again, before we take any more calls on this, I said a combined 46 and 17. And then I'm giving you this clue. 15 and 5, 22 and 10, 9 and 2, according to my research. Bruce in Green Bay. Bruce, go ahead.
Okay, I was going to say something different, but my thought was, what if the combined starting quarterbacks and other teams in the NFC Central and Brett Favre in 17 years in Green Bay?
No, but you're warmer. You're not real warm. But you're warmer than anybody else has been. Time for another clue. Before we take Allen Green Bay, I'm going to throw another clue. I'm just trying not to give it away. But obviously they need another clue here. How can I do this? I don't want to just give the whole damn thing away. Let me stick one more time. Combined 46 and 17. What is being combined there are the records 15 and 5. 22 and 10, and 9 and 2. And there is a reason I was curious about this, so I went looking for it. Al in Green Bay. Al, what do you think?
What is the...
Hello, go ahead.
Yeah, what is the overall postseason record for the Packers?
No, that's been guessed already. They have not played 46 postseason games. Donnie in Green Bay. Donnie, go ahead.
Okay, that would be the 46 and 17 would be the total Packer roster for 2014.
No, that's not it. 406-1360. 888-455-1360. We're running out of time here. So I'm about to give a major clue. A major clue, because I do need to get on to the topics of the show. Jason and Kakana, what do you think it is?
I think it is interceptions to touchdowns.
No, that's not it. Here we go. We have a major clue coming here, Jason. This is a virtual giveaway, I think. Bart, 15 and 5. Brett, 22 and 10. Aaron, 9 and 2, and counting. Steve in Green Bay. Steve, go ahead.
What is the combined record of the three all-star quarterbacks for the Green Bay Packers?
I can't accept that answer. Combined record doing what?
Starting the season. First game of the season.
No, he's really, really close. 406-1360. 888-455-1360. Combined record of 46 and 17. And I've given a mother of all clues here. Bart, 15 and 5. Brett, 22 and 10. Aaron, 9 and 2. And counting. Ken in Alloway. Ken, what do you think it is? Go.
What is the combined playoff record for the last three?
No, that's not it. Boy, what else can I do here? What else can I, should I just more or less give it away? Well, I got to get, I got to take a break here. There's tomorrow. Jason says, don't give them away. They're too good. If someone can't get it. All right. Keep taking calls, but we do have to take a break here. Because I'm just about up against the clock. Jason wants me to keep going. We're running out of time in this segment. 9:22.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.